96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you in the market for a new home? The weather is just right for house hunting. But is this the right time for you to get into the housing market? Whether you're a first-time home buyer or someone who has done it before, there have been a lot of changes in the wake of the mortgage crisis. And tonight we have experts in the field who will tell you about those changes and other things if you want to buy a home. My guests are George Bryant with the Bryant team of Exit Elite Realty and Craig Cam, branch manager with NFM Lending. If you have any questions, if you have any comments about buying a home, buying a condo, financing, what to look for, inspections, all of that good stuff, give me a call. They're answering your questions tonight at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Okay, George and Craig, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so George, first and foremost, you know that the country has been through a lot when it comes to the Great Recession, the mortgage crisis, and all of the financial drama. Well, it's 2016, housing market recovering, and is this the time to get in?
Yes, sir. This is a great time to get in the housing market to buy. It's bouncing back. Interest rates are at an all-time low. The values of homes are still fairly priced low, mm-hmm. at a good price. So getting in now is similar to like buying stocks. You don't want to buy a stock when it's at its highest peak.
Mm.
You know, okay. You want to buy a stock when it's at its lowest peak, because when you buy a house, you say that's the biggest investment you'll make, and you buy it to get some financial security.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, if you buy a house at its highest peak, if you wait, you have people saying, well, I'm going to wait till next year. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to save some money. Well, the house that you're trying to buy today is going to be priced higher next year. So if you're looking to buy a house at $200,000 this year, it's not going to be $200,000 next year. So the time is now. You should get in now. And when you get in now, you start accruing equity in your house. That way, if you want to do some things in the future, if you want to upgrade in the future. So, yes, this is a perfect time to buy a house.
Craig, let's talk a little bit about getting in. Obviously, you can't buy a house without money. And there aren't a whole lot of folks that are running around with $200,000 cash in their pockets. When it comes to financing, a lot of folks are afraid that their credit scores may be a little checkered. What do you tell them about that? Let's say if they have a credit score that's below 600, for example.
Yeah, well, credit score is just one part of qualifying for a home.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have programs that go to lower credit scores. But typically what I try and do with a first-time home buyer is kind of go over with them their credit, their income, the down payment, and affordability. Affordability is kind of what leads into what George was saying. In this area, what you find is people are paying really high rent payments. And in a lot of cases, the mortgage payments that they could be paying are significantly lower than they are paying in rent. And the rent just is really it's just a amount of money that goes out every month. And that really is the biggest indicator of whether they can afford a house.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying $14,000, $16,000, $18,000, $2,000 a month, then, you know, really finding out what amount of loan you can qualify for will indicate what kind of house you can buy.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the housing market. Is this the time for you to get in? Is this the time for you to buy a home? My guests are George Bryant with the Bryant team of Exit Elite Realty and Craig Cam, branch manager with NFM Lending. Lines are open, so certainly give us a call. You guys have a seminar,
yes,
and it's coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, sir.
What's going to happen there?
Okay, at our seminars, we have, of course, our preferred lender, Craig Cam. We have a title attorney that's there. We have a new construction representative there to go over new construction. We have a home inspector. We just have every component. We have a credit repair person that's there that actually goes over if your credit is below a 580. They can actually help you get your credit score up. So it's a home buying seminar that we've had for the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we have them at least four times a year.
Okay.
And it's basically because it's not really like it's a education. It's all about educating the community. It's all about letting the community know, hey, yes, you can get a house at a 580 credit score. These are the steps you need to take. Most people are very nervous. They have buyer's remorse. They get scared. We've had people that have actually been through the home inspection process a week out from settlement, walk away from the deal, lose all of their money, different things. And see, that's a lack of education.
And that's the big thing, whether you're talking about finance or just some of the basic steps. Now, where is the seminar, and is there a fee or anything like that?
The seminar is absolutely free.
Okay.
It's going to be held at 4200 Forbes Boulevard, Suite 121 in Lanham, Maryland. That's our Exit Elite's Lanham office. So it'll be there. It starts at 11 a.m., and it'll probably end around 2:30, around that time.
And mm-hmm. many different types of people come, people in all stages of the process. We have people that are just entertaining the idea. We have people that have tried to buy a house and haven't succeeded. We have people that just really need to kind of get their credit under control. There's a lot of people that are just there to kind of find out about different kind of programs as far as down payment. Really, the people that come are all parts of the spectrum. And, you know, we try and give a lot of general information. And then, you know, a lot of people will ask questions and they will get into a lot of specific situations. But we're really there to give them a basic overview. And people, I think, walk away typically excited. They definitely feel a step closer to buying a home.
Well, speaking of questions, let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Steve, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hey, Steve, listen to your phone for me, please, and turn your radio down, but go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing just fine.
Great. I have a friend of mine that had a condominium foreclosed on her at March 18th, and they must have pushed the date back to April 29th. I'm interested in purchasing the property, and I would like to know what way to go about it. They sent a letter saying that whoever purchased it need to have $13,000, I think, as a initial deposit, and then the balance in 10 to 15 days or something of that nature.
Interesting.
Okay, well, Steve, the foreclosure process is a little different when it goes to foreclosure. Depending on what county it's in, it's going to be sold at an auction. It's going to be sold at the steps, they call it. So it's the courthouse. Usually sometimes when you go in and you bid, the banks also have some way of bidding to drive the price up for against you. So, that's the process. You just have to go to public record, see the exact date that it's going to go to the steps. Once you see that date, you need to go in. You need to have your certified funds and to actually, you know, put a down payment on the property, and then you can move forward from there. If you want to pay cash, you have to bring that. I would say bring the whole entire amount in a certified check in cash. And if not, I would say just have your loan in place and then bring your down payment.
Okay.
Okay.
Steve, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. DuPaulis, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Turn your radio down for me, DuPaulis, and listen to me on the telephone. Go right ahead.
Yes, the reason I'm calling, I'm trying to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to buy a house, but my credit score is not that good. I don't know what can I do so I can get a house.
What's your credit score? What's your credit score?
It's 545.
Okay. Craig, you want to help him out with that?
So, really, if you're trying to buy a house, the first step is to really talk to a lender, have them pull your credit, and take a real hard look at what's causing the credit score to be in the 540 range. Sometimes when it comes to credit, what you think is intuitively the right thing to do might not be the right thing to do as far as improving your score. What I do is when I look at somebody's credit is I'm going to determine if there are things that have to be paid, if there are things that don't have to be paid, and maybe it's just about even establishing credit. And if it's something that we can't do immediately, we might even refer you to a credit repair company to actually remove items. But it's just a process of looking at it, understanding it, and then putting a plan in place that you can follow.
And Apollos, let me say, and you heard earlier, and even if you didn't, this is an opportunity for you to learn everything about the process. If you have an opportunity to stop by the seminar on Saturday, it's at the Exit Elite Realty offices. That's 4200 Forbes Boulevard, Suite 121 in Lanham, Maryland. That's Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And for all of our listeners, as always, we will be posting the information on WHUR.com. So fear not. You will be able to get that information after the program. So, DePaul, is just an idea for you to consider. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Quick question for you, Craig. I know you were saying that it is possible for people with lower credit scores to qualify for a house or qualify for a loan. But what kind of interest rates are we talking about when you're talking about a credit score that is below 600?
Well, typically in this environment, when you have a lower credit score, you're going to get an FHA loan. FHA rates range between the mid threes and mid fours. So depending on your credit score, it's going to really determine what that rate is. When people start to buy a home and they're trying to address their credit, you know, a lot of times what we do is we'll coach them, and they might even qualify, but we're coaching them to a higher credit score so they qualify for a lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
But credit score ultimately will determine it. But I will say this, and this is something that is just in the DC market, it's unbelievable. And I mentioned this earlier, is rents are unbelievably high. Even at the higher range of interest rates, your payments compared to the rents are, you know, houses are really affordable right now based on the interest rates.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. Let me go quickly to Denise. Denise calling from Northwest. Thanks for calling, Denise. What's on your mind?
Okay. So I have a friend who has a condo. She's upside down. And there are people in the building that have sold their condos for one-third of what she's paid for it. She has a good credit rate, a good credit score, has not, and still paying her mortgage, but frustrated.
So what's your question?
She wants to get out.
She wants to get out. I see. Okay. First of all, quickly, George, when she says upside down, for those who aren't familiar with the term, what does that mean? And then how does she get out?
Right. Upside down simply means that she owes more than what the property is worth. And basically, when people are upside down, the best option for that is what they call a short sale. Okay. Now, if she's going to purchase, she would have to purchase first. That's something that we could talk about at the home buying seminar and get into details with you if she comes by. But if she's upside down, the only option is to really do a short sale or sell the property and pay the difference in cash at the settlement table.
Now, what is a short sale?
A short sale is when the bank takes less than what is owed on the property. It's third-party approval. The bank, it's a long process. It can take up to 4 to 6 months. Some of them can take up to a year.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, it's really up to the bank. The bank can say, no, we don't want this price. They can counter it after waiting 4 months. But in her case, she has to do a short sale or she is going to have to pay the difference at settlement.
I see. Denise, thank you so much, and I appreciate your phone call. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about getting into the housing market. Is this the time to buy? Is this the time to sell? That's another big, big question. So if you're on the phone, Jules calling from Germantown, Marquita calling from Clinton, Maryland, and Vicky calling from Manassas, stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. Don't hang up. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on the housing market in just a few seconds. Stay with us.